Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. This one goes out to MegKilly93, who uses Sleepwave to calm her anxiety every night. She finds that this podcast soothes her racing mind, which is exactly what we're going to focus on tonight. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave, and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know, and consider subscribing to support the show. You can enjoy ad-free listening, plus have access to 2 bonus episodes a month and my entire back catalog. It really is the best way to find easy sleep every night. The details are in the show notes. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible. Do you have the patience to wait till your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself? That is one of my favorite quotes from Lao Tzu, the semi-legendary author of the Tao Te Ching. There was a time in my life when I very much wanted to make things happen and charge ahead into what was next, but I had no idea what that was or what to do to get out of the stuck feeling place. Around that time, I came across this quote, and it really resonated with me. While I did not feel like I had the patience to wait until the right action arose, I also knew there was wisdom to be found in stillness. When we don't know what actions to take in life, a few things can offer clarity. For me, these are usually exercise, because it gets me out of my head and into my body. Journaling, because when I am able to get my thoughts out on paper and read them back, it slows me down enough to gain insight. Prayer and/or talking to trusted people in my life. And lastly, meditation. The power of all of these things is that they slow down my mind and help me to see the next right step. And if we're in that stuck or uncertain feeling place and focus on the next step that feels good, not 100 steps down the road, not the ultimate destination, but just the next one, it can offer peace. It can also create more confidence inside as you take the next step and the next until a new path emerges. I used to want to charge full speed ahead because it calmed the fear in my belly at getting stuck in that stagnant place. But fear can be its own comfort zone and can also lead us into the land of racing thoughts and sleepless nights. This is just one of many reasons why sleep meditation can be such a transformative practice. It can be a gateway into stillness and allow you to let your mud settle till the right action arises by itself. Tonight, we're going to relieve our busy and whirling minds and let our whole beings receive the gift of stillness and peace. As we meditate together, we'll calm the nervous system, deepen the breath, and let our minds chill out so rest can come easy. If you're struggling with which path to take in life, or even busy searching out where the path might be, This meditation may act as a flashlight, giving you a bit of direction and clarity too. Settle in and breathe deeply as we meditate to How to Find Your Path by Billy Gill. Looking for awareness with the mind is like trying to find darkness with a torch. This quote from the meditation teacher, Rupert Spira, illustrates beautifully the fundamental distinction between awareness and mind. Both awareness and mind are concepts that are open to interpretation, but in general, mind indicates the totality of mental processes, including thoughts, emotions, perceptions, and sensations. Awareness, on the other hand, points to the quality of being conscious and alert and the capacity to perceive and experience things. Awareness is found in the present moment, if it is found at all, and when it is found, it is awareness that finds itself, not the mind. This self-reflection leads to states of mind that are profoundly quiet and peaceful. The mind, with its stirring and spinning, loves to categorize, analyze, and label the contents of our perceptions. Under normal circumstances, we become so absorbed in the mind's activity that we almost seem to be identical with those thoughts. Through meditation, the dawning of awareness reveals that there is something going on in the background of all these mental processes that makes them possible in the first place. As you now know, in the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu asks, "Do you have the patience to wait till your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself?" What he is effectively asking is, can you let these mental processes find their natural endpoint without stirring them up further, so that the quiet reflection of pure awareness can emerge? From this place of stillness and clarity, a deeper wisdom begins to appear. Often, the mental activity that accompanies times of indecision leads to more confusion and complication. If we act from this state, we may lose sight of what aligns with our true nature and our values. Awareness has a remarkable knack for illuminating with pristine clarity what is truly important. From that realization, the uncertainty that clouded the situation dissolves, and the right action, that is, the action that aligns with our nature and our values, appears as though it had been there all along. Tonight's sleep meditation will guide you through this process of relaxation and discovery. Whenever you don't know what to do, rather than acting from a place of restlessness or anxiety, cultivate patience. Now let the wisdom that is there beneath the surface arise by itself. Take a deep breath and allow your body to become very relaxed. Allow plenty of time for this. Don't rush into relaxation. Your mind may be very active at first. Inhale slowly through your nose and pause briefly at the top of your inhale. Exhale through your mouth and feel tension melting away. Once more, take a deep breath through the nose, and as you exhale, release the cares and worries of the day. make sure that you are resting comfortably. If you need to make any final adjustments to your physical body or bedding, give yourself time to find a comfortable stillness. At any time, if you need to move, please feel free. Once you've found a comfortable stillness, try to be still. It's okay to move whenever you feel the need. Just make sure that you are conscious of any movements. No unconscious movements. If you are feeling lost or uncertain about what to do next, recognize that this feeling is normal and natural. It's normal and natural not to have all the answers all the time. This uncertainty is a kind of asking in itself. Without the question, how will the answer come? Surrender into not knowing, if only for now. There is a deep relaxation that comes from surrendering into mystery. Focus your awareness on the breath. The breath is more than just air flowing in and out of the body. The whole body is responding to this process of moving air in and out of your lungs. As you favor the exhalation, you are able to calm your nervous system. Stay with the gentle rise and fall of the belly. Breathing in a way that causes your belly to gently rise and fall of the belly. Breathing in a way that causes your belly to gently rise and fall activates the parasympathetic nervous system. This branch of the autonomic nervous system induces relaxation and ultimately allows you to fall into a deep and peaceful sleep. It may take a little practice to train the necessary relaxation for this method of breathing. Never strain, and don't be discouraged if you don't feel the belly easily moving with the breath. We often hold tension in the belly and the diaphragm that we are not even aware we're holding. The process of discovering that tension and conscious relaxation is an accomplishment in itself. At any time, feel free to just breathe normally. Eventually, breathing at the level of the navel will be effortless. Trust that your ability to breathe this way is innate. This is how we breathe when we are asleep. The mental tension we experience when we are awake can block this easy and natural rhythm to the breath. It's not something that you must impose on yourself. It's actually something that will happen on its own as the mind learns not to interfere. Watch the breath for a few rounds, noticing what you notice. Give space to whatever arises. Simply bringing your awareness to the process will bring insight and allow for the natural rhythm of the breath to take over. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Continue on your own, focusing on the rise and fall of the belly with the breath. The wisdom of the body that keeps your heart beating and your lungs breathing without your conscious attention. This is the same wisdom that keeps the stars and planets and the entire universe in existence. This is the basic tenet of Taoism, the philosophy put forth by Lao Tzu. This universal force that governs nature is called the Tao, which translates to the path or the way. It can be accessed only in calm and relaxed states of awareness. The idea of non-interference or Wu Wei is about aligning oneself with the Tao and achieving one's goals through a state of naturalness and ease rather than aggressive action. Rather than forcing or pushing relentlessly, allowing things to unfold in their own way and in their own time aligns more with the underlying force of nature. Nature doesn't hurry or rush or fret, and yet it creates the splendor of the world. In the language of Lao Tzu, the Tao does nothing and leaves nothing undone. When you don't know what to do, tapping into the wisdom that does nothing and leaves nothing undone is as simple as slowing down and paying attention to your breath. The mind will immediately begin to question that strategy and stir up the mud and the waters again. Do you have the patience to wait till your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself? Now, watch the navel rising and falling with your breath. Begin counting the breaths as the belly rises and falls. Count backwards from 11 down to 1 in the following way. 11, belly rising. 11, belly falling. 10, belly rising. 10, belly falling. 9, belly rising. 9, belly falling. And so on, all the way down to 1. Make no mistakes. If you lose count, start over at 11. Go on, counting the breath all the way down to 1. Now, leave counting at the belly and begin counting at the chest in a similar way. 11, chest rising. 11, chest falling. 10, chest rising. 10, chest falling. And so on. Make no mistakes. Go on, counting the breaths at the chest. Now leave counting at the chest and allow your awareness to move to the throat. In the same manner of counting, begin at 11 and count down to 1. 11 inhaling, 11 exhaling, 10 inhaling, 10 exhaling, all the way down to 1. If you make a mistake, no matter, just begin counting again at the throat from 11 down to 1. Now, move from the throat to the nose. In the same way, you know it well by now. Count down from 11 to 1 at the nose. Go on counting the breath coming in and out of the nose. Visualize yourself standing at a crossroads with many paths leading in different directions before you. Each path represents a different choice or decision you could make, but you're not sure which one to take. You stand at the crossroads and tune in to your body. Notice the physical sensations that arise with each path, and notice the thoughts and feelings that arise as you consider which way to go. These signals are your intuition rising to the surface. Patiently wait and connect to the earth beneath your feet. In this moment, You are tuning in to awareness. Awareness of your feet. Your lungs are breathing, and oxygen is circulating in your bloodstream, nourishing all the tissues of your body. You don't have to think about it. The intelligence of the body governs itself. Be patient. Remain in awareness as you wait until the mental activity slows down. The mud settles and the water becomes clear. Remain in awareness, attuned to the conscious presence here in this moment. Who is it that doesn't know what to do? Let go of the narrative that you don't know what to do. When the right action arises on its own, tune in to how it feels in your body. Feel your hand. As you bring your awareness to your hands, notice that warm, tingling sensation that travels there as you place your awareness. Standing at the crossroads, let your subconscious intuition guide you. Imagine yourself where you want to be. Let the pictures form and see yourself in the places you want to be, with the people you want to see, in the circumstances you want to find yourself in. Stay with these images and release the mental tension about how you will get there. Where you place your awareness, intention follows. Where you place your intention, the path will appear. Do you have the patience to wait till your mud settles and the water is clear? Can you remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself? As you relax deeply, drifting peacefully to sleep, you will awake tomorrow feeling refreshed. Opportunities will arise that you didn't know would come, and that you wouldn't have even been able to notice if it weren't for the steady, calm, and grounded presence that comes from patiently connecting to this inner wisdom, the same wisdom that does everything and leaves nothing undone. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.